June 20th, the holy martyr Methodius, bishop of Patara. From his youth, Methodius dedicated himself to asceticism and, as a city on a hill, was seen and summoned to the episcopacy in the city of Patara in Lycia. As a learned and eloquent hierarch, Methodius wrote against the heresy of Origen. His God-inspired words shone throughout the entire world as lightning. The pagans rose up against him, tortured him, and beheaded him in Chalcis in Syria in the year 311 AD. The holy martyrs Aristocles, Demetrianus, and Athanasius. Aristocles was a priest of the cathedral church in the town of Tamasus on Cyprus and lived a God-pleasing life. Because of his great zeal for the faith, Aristocles was made worthy of a voice from heaven instructing him to go to Salamis in Cyprus and to receive the wreath of martyrdom. Demetrianus, the deacon, and Athanasius, the reader, accompanied him. Arriving in Salamis, these men of God began to preach Christ. The pagans seized them, and after torturing them, Aristocles was beheaded and Demetrianus and Athanasius were burned alive in the year 306 AD. The Venerable Nahum of Ohrid. Nahum's principal feast is celebrated on December 23rd and June 20th is his summer feast. Life of Saint Nahum, December 23rd. During the summer feast, there is a great assembly of people at the monastery of Saint Nahum. Many sick people come or are brought to beseech healing through faith and prayer over the relics of the saint. Not only Orthodox people, but also those from other faiths come to seek favor from Saint Nahum. In 1926, a Muslim from Rezna brought and donated a bell to the monastery out of thanksgiving because Saint Nahum healed his brother from his deathbed and restored him to life. The donor was Jamal Zizo, and his brother, who was healed, was called Suleiman Zizo. Both were prominent citizens of Rezna. Saint Callistos I, Patriarch of Constantinople. As a disciple of Gregory of Sinai, Callistos lived a life of asceticism for 28 years on Mount Athos in the Skete of Magula at the monastery of Philotheu. He later founded the monastery of St. Mamas. He was elected Patriarch of Constantinople in the year 1350 AD. After 4 years, he withdrew from the patriarchal throne and again returned to Mount Athos during the reign of John Palaeologus. He was again returned to the throne, where as Patriarch he remained until his death. He died in the year 1368 AD, en route to Cyrus, where he traveled to meet the Servian Empress Helena, who came to seek help against the Turks. In the company of Ignatius, he compiled a beautiful guide, Manual for Ascetics. In addition to this, he wrote the hagiography of St. Gregory of Sinai and St. Theodosius of Trinovo, as well as numerous homilies. It is interesting to note how St. Maximus of Capsocalavia prophesied the death of Patriarch Callistos. On his way to Serbia, Callistos traveled through the Holy Mountain. Seeing him, St. Maximus said, "This elder will never see his flock again, for behind him is heard the funeral chant, 'Blessed are the undefiled in the way,'" Psalm 119, verse 1. St. Lucius, bishop of the city of Brindisi, Italy. Lucius was born in Alexandria, and at the early age entered a monastery. He was made worthy of great revelations and powerful grace, so that he resurrected the dead and drove out demons from men. At first, he was a bishop of Alexandria, and, by command from heaven, Lucius crossed over to Italy, to the pagan town of Brindisi, which he completely baptized and built a church to the Mother of God. After many unsuccessful labors, he took up habitation in eternity during the reign of Emperor Theodosius II in the 5th century. Blessed Studios. Studios was a prominent patrician and consul in Constantinople. He founded the Church of St. John the Forerunner near the Golden Gates and a monastery named Studion after him. This monastery became famous for the many glorious men, spiritual fathers, ascetics, and many who suffered for the faith, martyrs. The most famous of which was St. Theodore the Studite. The Latin Crusaders destroyed this monastery in 1204 AD, but Emperor Constantine Palaeologue Porphyrogenitus rebuilt it in the year 1293 AD. A Turkish mosque stands on that place today. Hymn of Praise, St. Lucius.
Lucius, Lucius, heart whiten, in the book of life of blessed name, memory of you in the heavens will eternally be, and on earth the church will glorify you. Such a voice, Lucius, from the heavens heard, and a sweet-smelling peace. His voice calm, against Lucius the holy, the black devil arose. But Lucius against him, devil, with the cross rose up. Of demonic arrows he was not wounded, but by the power of God, all the power of the devil he destroy. To the good shepherd God gave him the power, by that preserved the flock in sinful Egypt. And yet he founded the church in Brindisi, and instructed the people to protect the will of God. Many people he baptized, and noblemen glorious, and with the torch of the Orthodox faith, and enlightened all, by his miracles astonished the whole world, and then to the Lord departed, the wreath of glory to receive.
Reflection. Saint Cyprian writes about immortality. Whenever a famous man promises you something, you would believe his promise and would not even dare to think that he who is always faithful to his word would deceive you. But behold, a treacherous one, God himself, speaks to you, and you are wavering with doubt. God promised you immortality after your departure from this world, and you impudently doubt that promise? This means you do not recognize God at all. It means that by your unbelieving, you insult Christ, the Lord and Teacher. Oh, how powerful is the faith of the saints of God! How obvious and understandable and well explained it is with simple and powerful examples. The unholy do not doubt because they are supposedly more rational, but because they are unholy. The holier man is always more rational, for in the clear mirror of his heart he sees the truth. Contemplation. To contemplate the miraculous withering of the unfruitful fig tree. And seeing a fig tree by the wayside, he came up to it and found nothing on it but leaves. And he said to it, "May no fruit ever come from you henceforth forever." And immediately the fig tree withered up. St. Matthew chapter 21, verse 19. How the Lord cursed the fig tree with many leaves, but without fruit, and the fig tree withered up. How even my life with many leaves, bodily cares, desires, and thoughts, and without spiritual fruit, can come under the same curse if I do not amend my ways. Homily. About how our salvation is in the hands of God. The horse is prepared against the day of battle, but salvation is in the Lord. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 31. We are obligated to prepare ourselves, but our success depends upon God. All of our preparation is only a proposal to God, but the proposal does not decide, but God decides. That is why people wisely say, according to their experience, man proposes and God disposes. O soldier of Christ, prepare your mind as a good horse. Arm your heart with virtues. Temper your will with mortifications. But know that salvation is in the Lord. O merchant of Christ, practice good trade every day, exchanging the material for the spiritual, the earthly for the heavenly, and mortality for immortality. But know that salvation is in the Lord. O plowman of Christ, plow and replow your soul. Sow the good evangelical seed on it every day. Weed out the field of your soul from weeds. Watch over it. But know that salvation is in the Lord. A horse did not help the Pharaoh in the Red Sea. Neither did the riches of Babylon help in the day of reckoning with God. A person can prepare all, but nevertheless, in that decisive moment, can lose everything. For salvation is not in preparation, but in the Lord. That is why the saints, even though most prepared for the kingdom of God, and in their hour of death, sighed not knowing whether they will be received into the kingdom. Oh, how well they remember the words of the Lord. When you have done everything that was commanded you, say, "We are unprofitable servants." St. Luke chapter 17, verse 10. Brethren, let us be prepared for the day of temptation, well girded and armed, but let us not hope in our own preparation, but in the Lord. O Lord, our Savior, help us and save us. To you be glory and thanks always. Amen.